I have to go look at it now. It's not Pacifica.org, though. It's
Okay, and that's $3,000.
Yes, I think it was Pacifica. I think it was Pacifica Foundation.
Now, who are you asking to do this? I mean, somebody would have to follow up and do this. So,
well, no, this is an ongoing committee. I'm just saying, when we go through this search again, we should, before it's posted. Yeah, I'm just addressing a process for the future. That's all. It's not a pressing issue. It's just that we passed a motion at the PMB level. Without any, committee follow-up on
okay.
it or precursor to it, and I said we should have probably seen to that.
Well, who's going to give the election committee report to the next PMB?
Whoever is the chair.
But if okay, what if the chair's not on the PMB?
Then they designate someone on the PMB.
Okay, so maybe this could be brought up at the PMB level.
Yeah, it's not pressing, so I wouldn't bring it up.
Okay,
I don't think it's necessary. It's just something to put. Terry, just if you can make a note of that would be sufficient.
Okay, thank
so
you.
As far as,
okay.
This is LaFarne. As far as the chair making the presentation on the election committee, Carolyn, I think, has done it in the past because she has flown. She flew to Houston, you know, on her own expenses to be at the meeting and also to present it. And she's done that in the past, so she's been really diligent and very good at presenting the committee report to the PNB in person. And she's done that, you know, at her own expense. So we really appreciate that.
But for other committees, such as the governance committee, where Julie Rodriguez, for example, was the chair last year. And then Bob Letter, who was the vice chair, gave the report that Julie wrote, so it was perfectly fine.
Good. Okay. Okay.
We are over the
time. Okay. Anybody else want to?
Yeah, I
think
three.
Am I on mute, or can you hear me? We're over.
Am I recognized?
Yes, you are.
Rosalinda, thank you. The question about how hires take place within Pacifica really does need to be addressed, just in terms of public notice or notice to everyone in Pacifica instead of just certain people in Pacifica that jobs are available. That really has to be addressed. And it, to the extent that this is an election committee hire, I would actually ask that the ED not just be called and say, hey, what's happening with the process now, but that the ED be asked to submit a written report to the committee explaining
okay.
where it was posted, how long it was posted for, so that in the contact, all of that should be, whether, you know, it's by phone or in writing, the response should be written. And also,
okay.
you know, the kinds of experience that were asked for. And I would argue that the committee should have at least an opportunity to be involved in the process, because we know from having gone through the experience of national elections now, three times, that you can get very different kinds of work depending, you know, on who's at the helm. And it has nothing to do with the niceness of the person. It has to do with the quality of the work. So I don't think it's something that we should just say, okay, you know, well, that's over. Let's move on. I do think we should ask for that written report, and we should, you know, consider a process that requires a greater level of fairness in terms of the hiring decision than seem to have been in place to date.
Let me ask.
That's my motion.
Madam Chair, we are, point of order, we are way over time. We either need to extend or stop calling on people.
Would somebody like to extend time?
I
move that we extend.
How much time?
3 minutes.
3 minutes. Okay, I just have a question. I wasn't on this committee last time around, so at your last committee meeting, did you come up with these issues to the executive director? Did you ask him that committee members from be involved in this process?
I think the last time it was really handled by the national board. I know the national board can make recommendations, I believe, is the wording that's used. And at one point, there was an executive session, late-night meeting of this committee beginning, I think, at 11 o'clock Eastern or some ridiculous hour. And shortly after that, some people made hiring recommendations.
Okay.
So, you know, that's not a good process as far as I'm concerned.
Okay. Okay, so is there a recommendation as to who will get with Greg Gumma to make this, to follow up on this recommendation?
Well, I think it would be good if, you know, with all due respect to Terry, if it were a director, because that person would have access to more information.
I don't know, Terry, are you a PMB member?
Terry is not, if you ask me.
Okay, would Bob or Lydia, or would you like to follow up on this?
Okay. I think we have at least four directors on the call.
Oh, who are, okay, LaVarne, who?
This is Sandra.
Are you a PMB member?
Yes, I am.
And was that an offer?
Yes, it is.
All right.
Okay, so we'll hear from you then on our next agenda, okay? Or at least a report or some kind of communication about
you can,
it.
I just want to make sure that I'm clear on this, that you would like for me to contact Greg Gumma, the executive director, and clarify what the status is of the National Election Supervisor hire. Is that correct?
And there were other items that Zareen brought up in terms of when and where the position was posted, the whole process.
Could you put that in writing for me, please?
Zareen, can you email her?
I do not have internet access tonight. I will not until tomorrow.
Point of privilege.
But I can do that.
Shoot me an email, just the highlights of what you're looking for. I'll be happy to contact Greg.
Cool.
Okay. Who is asking for a point of privilege? Or
that was Terry, the note taker.
Terry. Okay.
I wanted to give Zareen an opportunity to correct the meeting notes with regard to her request. Which I have as the committee should request of the ED a written report on how the job was announced, where it was posted, how the hiring was handled, etc.
Well, yeah, you could email. Wait a minute, just a moment. If you could email those to her, and then Zareen, you can just follow up with Sandra tomorrow.
I'd like to add three words to that. This is Henry.
Henry, go ahead.
Yeah, can you just make it, in addition to where it was posted, for how long?
Okay,
yeah.
Very good. Okay. You guys take care of that then tomorrow. Okay, let's move on then. Item number four, Jack, update on scanning software, and we have 3 minutes for that.
Hello. Nobody can do anything in 3 minutes in Pacifica, let's face it.
Okay, I didn't set the 3 minutes, so...
Okay, I'll try to stick to it. I just want to call attention, particularly for the new members, to the problems we face with respect to the election hardware and software and so on. A lot of that stemmed from Les Radke's illness towards the end of the last election.
Oh.
But as the situation stands, Pacifica paid approximately $20,000 $10,000 for a one-year update maintenance contract and so on, and $10,000 for rights to a slightly customized software package. And the maintenance contract is, the clock is ticking. We've already wasted a third to a half of it without doing anything. The software that was used last year was beta software, really hard to use, had a lot of problems, particularly resolution problems, that would pick up fly specs and demand that the human operator sort them out. Difficult to use to the point where nobody but Les could really likely use it. But bad or good as it is, we don't have a copy of it because Les took off and never left a copy of it. And somebody, presumably the new election supervisor, desperately needs to get with the company and the individual that generated that software, get copies of it on CD, get them spread around, make sure there's a training manual, probably get the one iteration of software update and simplification. There's an issue of the silliness of trying to put envelopes through batch feed scanners, which just didn't work last time, jammed up the scanner and so on. So the discussion has been that they're going to use hand wand barcode scanners for that part of the, reading the barcodes on the envelopes, which would certainly be a wise technical thing. But the software needs to be modified because in its original configuration, it was looking at the batch feed scanner rather than the barcode. And there are a bunch of similar kind of complex, sticky issues. But we desperately need to have somebody on the elections committee, or maybe everybody, familiarize themselves with a company that provided the software. That's a company called WiseTrend in Fremont, California. Everything's in the Bay Area. There is a gentleman, a Russian gentleman there, who participated in writing and modifying the existing code, who is very helpful, but you got to ask him to get things done. His name is Ilya Evdokimov, I-L-Y-A-E-V-D-O-K-I-M-O-V. And everybody on the committee should be aware of WiseTrend, of Ilya, and in the background, there's a company called Abbey USA that Ilya used to work for that did the basics of the tally, of the excuse me, the batch scanning program, but they're kind of out of it. So the important company to remember is WiseTrend. The important person to remember is Ilya Evdokimov, who works for WiseTrend.
Okay. And the challenge Can I make a recommendation? Okay. Excuse me.
Well, presumably the work is going to be done by the National Election Supervisor, but that work includes updating the software, working with Ilya, updating the software, getting the damn software on CDs so that Pacifica has it. Nobody knows where there's a copy except presumably at WiseTrend. I presume nobody there has talked to Les or contacted him in the last month or so. So there's all these loose ends, and with the November elections, you know, starting in July, August, October, they're pretty close. And there's a lot of technical work to be done so that the election can be run. Scanning the envelope barcodes with hand wands, feeding the ballots into a batch scanner, and connecting that to the computer that runs the vote counting program. There's a lot of work to be done, and it probably has to be done by somebody running around the Bay Area, actually face-to-face talking to Ilya, going into WiseTrend, working on getting the software updated, and then working on distributing that software to the stations,
Madam Chair,
to the foundation, and maybe getting some scanners, batch feed and or wand scanners purchased.
Madam Chair.
Okay. I'd like to make a recommendation. Since there are three of us on this committee from the Bay Area, I would like for us to call a meeting with Les and this guy, Ilya, and that would be Henry, LaVarne, and I, and meet to discuss all these issues and then give a report back to the committee on where we are with everything. How does that sound?
Great.
Serene, may I have a, well, I have a question.
And this is Lydia, too.
And LaVarne.
And
Okay, anyone else in the staff? Okay, Zareen?
Okay. Just for clarification, I think you're sort of mixing Serene and Zarina, and since Zarina is a far more gracious person than I am, I wouldn't want her reputation to be ruined by me. but I just want to clarify that. That's one. And two, I don't know that Les is still under contract and therefore under any obligation to do anything Pacifica, although I don't get the sense that he's so rigid that he'll say, go away, you're not paying me. But I just wanted to raise that. I don't know what else is happening with him and whether or not he would be available to do it. But I did want to ask Art, Jack, because it seems to me I heard virtually this same report from you a couple of months ago. So that I would ask that if you could put that in writing, reduce it to writing, and as one of the files that I was mentioning that people may want to get access to, if you can actually send the WiseTrend report as a text file out to people so that the people on this call who didn't get the report from 2 months ago or whenever the chair actually posted it will be able to have a better sense of what you're talking about.
This is Jack. Actually, that was Art who was speaking, but I'll help Art in any way to carry out your request.
Great. Thank you.
We're at time on this item.
Okay, we have two more on the staff, Lydia, then LaVarne.
This is Teresa. I move that we extend 5 minutes.
Okay, let's try to do that before 5 minutes. Lydia?
Yes, I was going to recommend that it's really important to have something in writing from them, also because sent to Greg as well, obviously, because when he is contracting the new election supervisor, it needs to be clear what we expect from him to complete, because this, as I understand, certainly turning over the discs and everything, was part of the original contract. So in my opinion, that he was paid for to complete the entire election process, which includes the report and so on and so forth. So even if he raises, he doesn't have the time or whatever, that should have been part of the contract. And just to make sure that it is, so that if it wasn't included in last year's contract, it is right now, because the new hire is imminent. And so Sandra should be made aware of this as well. So whatever you think needs to be included in there that we want to make sure happens this year that didn't happen last year in terms of contracting the new supervisor needs to be done immediately.
Okay. LeVar?
Actually, I pass. We can move forward.
Art Stasny for a very quick one.
Who's this?
Stasny, Art.
Art, okay, Art.
I sent about a month ago to Dave Adelson a list of what he asked for as deliverables for the election supervisors, and in particular the national election supervisor. I sent him that list. The deliverables included such things as CDs with reports of the election and ballot images on them and so on. I'm not going to go into detail, but I sent that to Dave, and it was partially based, and Lydia's point is correct. Les has not fulfilled the contractual obligations because he just basically bailed out. He got sick and bailed out at the end of the KPFK tally, which was a horror. I mean, anyone, Arnold Schwarzenegger would have bailed out under those circumstances. But the fact remains that we did not get what we paid for and have a right to ask for it.
Did you CC that to Greg Gumma?
No, I took it up. My position is such that I can't get too mouthy by email or anything else. And if I notify Dave Adelson, I figure I've done my duty. Dave is a strong voice.
Can you resend that perhaps to a director on this committee that can follow up on it?
Okay. Madam Chair, I think that Jack and I can follow up on it with Dave.
Okay. Well, thank you. Okay, very good. Okay, are we ready to move to our next item?
No,
Chair,
this is Teresa. I was on
Jane?
The stack, too.
Jane?
Oh, I didn't hear you. Who's this?
Well, this is Jane. I just want a quick comment.
Oh, were you the one that said you were on the stack?
No, Teresa.
Teresa, I didn't hear you. Okay, Teresa, go ahead.
Well, you can let Jane ask her question.
No,
okay,
I just want to say that I thought that the chair's suggestion was definitely a good one, and I hope that happens, about a meeting with the folks that are in the Bay Area. I just hope that happens.
Well, what we could do is we could try to get a hold of Les, and if he's not around, then he's not around, but we could get a hold of the second person, and we could see if we could meet with him and just try to get an update on the company, the YZ Trend Company, and see what we need to do from that end. So I'm
this
sure
is LaVarne. I'd like to respond.
Okay, LaVarne.
Okay, thanks. I guess I have to be careful in terms of what I say, but since Les was...
Can you speak up, please?
Yes, I can. Can you hear me now?
No? I can hear you.
Okay, great. What's that? Okay.
I said it's significantly louder.
Okay, so I think that, the whole issue in terms of Les's position and what had happened toward the end, I think that initially perhaps we can speak to I think we should speak to Greg and then contact Les to look to go through exactly as Jack has said, the things and the list of things that need to be taken care of, and then we can proceed from there in terms of who we would contact.
But I think initially contacting I think if that was the suggestion, WiseTran or Mr. or the programmer there, that that would be something that we could consider once we speak with Greg and speak with Greg, with Les to look at the list of that Jack has done, because Jack has done a tremendous, let me tell you, work even before we chose the election supervisor when we were looking at a group to handle the election. So again, I think the step is to like get with Greg and then get with Les to look at the things that are unfinished things and then go from there.
This is Teresa. Oh. I'm ready.
Okay, Teresa, go ahead.
Okay. I think it's a great idea that you offered you and LaVarne and who was the other person?
Henry.
Okay. I don't know whether it was Art that just gave us the report?
Yes.
Okay, I have two issues. Number one, because Art is so firm in articulating and giving a prioritizing, as is demonstrated in his report, that he knows exactly what should be done and what has not been done, you might want to include him in this process. Because
excellent.
And the other issue is, when you have three people that are going to do something, if no one person is in charge, I'm afraid that nothing might be done. So I'd like to kind of be firm as to who's going to take responsibility of the three to get the ball rolling in this process. And thank you again, Rosalind, for suggesting that you do that.
Yes, I'll take charge in calling Greg and trying to set up that meeting.
And who is that?
This is Jack. Point of personal privilege, I think LaVarne's complimentary comments about me should be directed to Art Stasny. He's the one who's done all the work on this.
Okay. So point of information, Madam Chair, is Art Stasny willing to assist with this group?
Well, Art Stasny is here, and he's marooned in Los Angeles, and I gather the group is composed of people who can actually drive over to Fremont.
Yes.
And talk to Ilya and talk to the people at WiseTran, which is probably the only way it's ever going to get sorted out. I will certainly be willing to serve continuing in my capacity in the elections working group, but I don't think I can make it up to the Bay Area for that. But I'm available by email and phone.
Okay.
Madam Chair, I hate to say this, but I have two more questions.
Just a follow-up on the last point.
Do we need a subgroup here, a subcommittee? So is this an official subcommittee to make sure this gets done?
No, I think if we say we're going to do it, we'll just go ahead and do it. I don't think we have to call ourselves an official subcommittee or anything. I think that's just getting too technical. If Henry and LaVarne are willing to do it, we'll do it. If I have to do it, I'll do it.
Let me
have a telephone call with Greg and Art, then I could set that up.
My second point is that I understand that our national election supervisor was ill. I hope that we can find a way to make this a win-win. I'm surprised that the ball has kind of been dropped here. I hope someone will try to contact him and have him facilitate getting everything done. So
okay.
He doesn't feel
Thank
like
you.
We're angry at him or anything, yes. But we can hopefully work with him to fix it.
Well, we have seen him many times. So we have seen Les many times since the election. So I don't think he's angry with us, and he's continued to do work with us at the LSB level. So we are in touch with him.
Thank you.
Hey, Bob?
Yeah, I just wanted to suggest that when the meeting happens with the firm, maybe Art could be patched in by speakerphone.
Yeah, that's what I said. We could do a telephone conference call with him.
So okay, good.
We could set that up. Thank you. Okay, somebody called time. We are at time. Let's move on to item number 5 now, because we have 3 items under that item, and we only gave it 10 minutes. So that is a report, I think, from Bob.
Right. Okay. Sorry. All right, so at the last meeting, I had suggested that some of us go through the reports filed by the National Election Supervisor and the five local supervisors to distill down what their recommendations are that could then give us, if you will, sort of a roadmap for the topics that we should explore as a committee, and of course to be supplemented with whatever we thought was not included in those recommendations. Mm-hmm. And I apologize that I didn't get to finish that process until just a little while before this meeting. So I'm sure several of you on this call have not yet seen my email. So what I'm going to suggest is that I just go through the part that I did as far as the National Election Supervisor, Les Radke's report, and then Jack Van Aken had gone through the local election supervisor reports, and I kind of put the two together and eliminated the overlap and found that that was three additional topics that weren't covered in Les's report. And then we can decide where to go from here. So should I go ahead and just read the names of the topics?
Yeah, go ahead. And I think, excuse me, but your previous chair actually sent this out about earlier this week, so I do recall reading it.
So, you mean the report? Yeah.
Yes. So if you want to look through what he's reading, go to one of Les's reports. It's in that document.
Right. Right. Okay. That's what I used to do. This is essentially a Cliff Notes version of Les's report.
Okay.
Okay, so what classified it was this 10 issue areas that he addressed. All right, number one is the election timetable, you know, the dates by which everything is supposed to happen in these elections, which obviously would require a bylaws amendment. Number two is as far as the local election supervisors, their duties, and the question of what support they need to get their job done properly. Number three is actually there's two sub-items under number three, staff lists. And first is the paid staff, clarifying that definition, and then the unpaid staff, he has several recommendations about clarifying or changing aspects of that definition. Okay, number four would be listener mailing lists. He has three different recommendations about that. Five would be volunteer list. Six is gift memberships, policy on that. Seven is access to mailing lists. And he's referring to candidates who request to do a mailing to the members on the list. Number eight is security and backup of the membership list. Nine is unfair campaign complaints. Now, this was one section of the report, and actually, I think several sections of the report. It's not always clear from the way he wrote whether he's recommending that the board, the PNB, and through, you know, the Elections Committee recommending to the PNB take action, or simply that the next National Election Supervisor take action. I think we need to think carefully about which areas are in our jurisdiction and which are within the kind of managerial role of a National Election Supervisor. So, I don't know that any of number nine, the unfair campaign complaints, are something that this committee should take action on. But anyway, I put that on the list for us to consider. And then number 10 are a series of questions about technology, including the ones that were in Art's report that or was referenced, what was in Art's, some of the issues raised by Art and others. And again, I'm not sure that this committee does need to deal with them, but we should discuss it. Okay, so that's it for Les's report. Then, from the work Jack did to condense the five local reports, I found three issues that were not already covered, and Jack can elaborate on these. One was the community candidate forums and the fact that they had such a low turnout at, I think, at all five stations, and what we can do to improve that, change that. Two is ballot identifiers, the question of barcodes and so on, and also the envelopes, the types of envelopes that are enclosed. And three is post-electoral documentation. Jack, if you want to add to any of those. Jack, are you there?
Hello, Jack.
Okay, Jack's not there. Can you tell me what three was again?
Yeah, three was post-electoral documentation.
Okay.
I'm not sure exactly what he meant by that. Hopefully he'll come back on the call soon. He can clarify that for us.
Okay.
So, all right.
Okay, meanwhile.
Yeah, so before we go on to what to do next, I just wonder if there are any questions on what I, you know, the summary I gave. Again, I'm sorry that you, some of you probably haven't had time to read it yet.
This is Jack. Am I back on the call?
Oh, hi.
Great, yes.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Good. Yeah, I was muted and I wasn't sure how to get back. Yeah, there were some interesting comments about the candidate forums. My concern about them is that the election supervisors put a lot of energy into organizing these things, and then they have just a really, really disappointing turnout. If you read through the reports, you will find that this is a consistent pattern. So I think that has to be addressed as a humanitarian concern, because it's they're clearly exhausting projects with very little payback. However, I think they are also very important to do despite that. So there needs to be a way to address that problem. And then as far as the post-election documentation at KPFK, I continue to get complaints from a few people who pay attention to this, that we never got our ballot images. We never got the complete results for our election on disk. We got results for the KPFT election instead of the KPFK election on the disk that we got, and then we've had, you know, for whatever reason, we haven't gotten those results, but there really is no excuse for this, ultimately. It needs to be someone's responsibility. So, once again, once the election is over, the supervisors are pretty well burned out and exhausted, but that's not good enough. There needs to be some mechanism to follow up when the election is over. Now, that's all I have to say.
Very good. Okay. Okay.
This is Teresa.
Uh-huh.
I'd like to comment that we make it clear that the election supervisor not receive his final paycheck until he or she has satisfied all of those requirements.
Okay.
This is Serene. Yeah, and I haven't actually seen any of the contracts, but my understanding is that in most cases the contract ends and their paid work ends on the day of the election. So if we're going to require that they do work beyond the date that the ballots are counted, we also need to insist that they be paid beyond the dates that the ballots are counted, except for writing, you know, the writing of the report.
This is Bob.
Bob?
Yeah, my suggestion about how to proceed tonight is not that we get into the substance of any of these issues, but rather that we spend whatever time we have on this to prioritize the order in which, you know, as we move throughout the next few months as a committee, the order in which we take up these 13 topics, and I'm sure people will have others to add to the list of 13, because some of them, I mean, our time is limited as a committee to have monthly meetings, and some of these are obviously much more urgent. Obviously, the question of post-electoral documentation is not the most time-sensitive. There's things that, you know, have to be resolved starting in June or July. So that's what I would suggest we move into, unless there are more questions about the list that Jack and I compiled.
Well, let me ask you this, then. List that you just sent us that we went over, the one through whatever, are those in any timeline that you have one, two, and three the most important, four, five the next important, or do you want us to do that right now?
We didn't get to the stage of suggesting any priority, so that we could,
okay,
people want, we could start that right now.
Okay, does everybody have that list in front of them?
No, this is Henry. I wanted to make a request that those of us who are I've just joined the committee, get sent that summary.
Thank you.
Thank you.
So you're more familiar with the list. Those of you who worked on this, can you give us a recommendation as what you think? You know, a timeline would probably be very important, right? I mean,
right.
The election of this new person, but you would know better. So what is your recommendation?
All right. Well, I'll start with, I don't have like a complete list of how, exactly what month all 13 items should be considered. But the one I feel especially strongly we need to get the ball rolling is the timeline for the election. Because even though I don't know if everyone on this committee is aware that we're unfortunately constricted by the bylaws, I think probably throughout the network there's unanimity that this is a terrible timeline and we want to change it. But unfortunately, we're not allowed to change it this year because the bylaws require that let me take a step back. In order to change the timeline, we're going to end up, whichever proposal we agree on, we're either going to be extending everyone's terms or cutting short everyone's terms because we're going to move the number, the month in which the election happens. So that type of change in the privilege of an elected person requires the entire membership to vote. Now, obviously, with the expense of doing an election, we are certainly not going to have a separate ballot referendum just on that at a different time of the year than we would have the actual candidate election. So it would make the most sense to have that ballot referendum be in conjunction with this October and November's candidate election, which means we can't change this year's election. So I just want to make that clear in case everyone doesn't know that. But in order to get on the ballot, there's the bylaws prescribes a whole set of steps you have to go through. And I'm sorry, I haven't worked, I haven't done the arithmetic lately, but I know it's, I think, 60 days before the election you need to put out the proposal, and I think a certain time interval before that, the PNB has to vote on it, and then all the delegate assemblies, with AKA the LSBs, have to vote on it. So if we don't move quickly to draft a proposal, that this committee wants to recommend to the board, we may miss the deadline to get this on the 2007 election ballot, and then we'd be waiting two more years. And, so anyway, I just think this is the most urgent thing on our list.
Okay. Is it too soon to have a proposal for the PNB at this meeting?
Well, my opinion is Les recommended a very specific timetable, a specific calendar. And some of us at WBAI came up with a somewhat different calendar many months ago, and then that was when there was going to be a bylaws convention, which got postponed, so it never got pursued. But the point is, I think we need to reconcile the different proposals and have a working group kind of really hash out the pros and cons of this month versus that month, and come back to us at our April meeting with a concrete proposal for us to, take maybe 20 minutes, half an hour, 40 minutes, and really debate it in detail and hopefully come to a consensus. I don't think this should be a contentious issue. It's a matter of how to avoid the pledge drives and how to avoid the governmental elections in the fall. So those have been identified as the main issue.
Chip, yeah. We're time for this item.
This is Jane.
Okay, Jane, I heard you. Go ahead.
Has anybody brought up the idea that the having elections 2 years in a row is just exhaustive, and that if there were a way of moving to a regular schedule of elections every other year, has anybody else brought that up? Because on my end, I mean, most people are like, what, we're having an election again? The 2 years in a row, it really is quite exhaustive. I was just wondering, Bob or anybody else has that.
This is Teresa. I'd like on the stack.
Okay, well, she's asking a question.
And time, please.
Who else? Who else wanted to speak?
Serene.
I think somebody
maybe.
Was just mentioning we're at time.
Oh, boy. Okay, well, does somebody want
to
call for...
I move that we spend 2 minutes to answer the question.
Okay, does anybody have an answer?
Yeah.
I think, Bob, would you like to answer Jane's question?
I'm sorry. Rosalina? Hello?
Who is it?
This is Serene. I wanted to actually suggest that we extend by more than 2 minutes. It's not going to be resolved in 2 minutes, so more realistically. We also have... Is that just for the first section on the report as opposed to the prioritization or the staff definition? Or is this on the entire item we're at time?
This is the entire item we're at time.
I would move to extend 10 minutes.
Yeah, thanks.
Second.
Okay, it's been moved and seconded. We'll go for 10 minutes then. Is there anybody objecting? Okay, let's move it. Well, Bob, do you want to answer Jane's question?
Well, I'll give my own answer, and I hear other people want to speak. This is... this is a matter that was debated at some length by the interim PNB when they wrote the bylaws, and Teresa was on that body, so she can speak to that. But I remember going to the meetings. And, you know, it was a balancing act because some people definitely agreed with what Jane was saying, that it would really be too taxing and too exhausting and so on to have them 2 years. It's 2 years on and 1 year off. And then, but the alternative would have been to, let's see. The issue was they wanted to have a staggering system, so you never have one election where the entire board is up at any one time to minimize the possibility of a takeover by some hostile outside force. So the question is how to do that, and that's why they came up with the schedule. But I'm sure it could be reconsidered. You know, it's definitely worth looking at.
Not a three-year term.
Okay, I think Teresa was next.
Yes, I agree with Bob that we wanted to make it staggered. I'm so sorry that we came up with this system. I mean, hindsight is 20/20. I really do wish that we had the foresight to go with every other year. I'm also, of course, really sad that we didn't have the foresight to plan elections that they would not be in October and November when we're doing like local, national, and state campaigns for like these major political offices, which really is very, very tough. So if you can suggest a way without going through a bylaws situation, I would certainly, try to encourage everybody to get on board. But do you agree, Bob, that it would have to go through a bylaws situation to change that?
Yeah, unfortunately, the bylaws have very detailed prescriptions on this, so we can't. The only way to change it is to amend the bylaws. But you know that can be done. We can build consensus and support for whatever proposal and get it through all the necessary steps. But all I'm saying is we need to start now and not put it off, or we're going to miss our window.
This is Jane again, if I have a chance.
Okay, you'll be on the staff. Serena's next.
Thanks. I wanted to say that I do think that we should at least at this meeting set up a working group to not just to pull all the recommendations together. I think I had sent it out to the list maybe a couple of months ago, but also to come back with recommendations on what tweaks are needed and, of course, the required actions by the governing body and in terms of station announcements and so on. So if we can just, identify people who are willing to work on that. And then I have some recommendations with regard to, I think the prioritization in terms of the timetable obviously is clear, but we also need to begin working on the various lists in terms of qualification, particularly those that are a function of time and not just money. Not that money is unimportant, but, you've either paid your money or you haven't paid your money. But where it's either work time for staff or volunteer time, that sort of thing, we need to get that straight, and we need to keep in mind that certainly any work that has to be done has to be done, including the people who are affected by the decisions that we make.
Okay, did you have a motion?
Well, I guess my motion is that we first set up perhaps two working groups or one working group with two tasks, depending on how people want to do that. But that one would be to work on, to present to the body, to this committee, a list of all the timelines, the various timelines and rationales that have been offered. And I think they're probably at least two or three. I don't remember if the ones that were in Kenny Mostern's report are the same as those that were in Les's recent report. But I know that, as Bob mentioned, the AI recently had developed one. So that's at least three, I think, are in existence. So my motion would be that we create a working group to get that together. And secondly, in fact, we can roll it all together and ask them to also present us with a timeline in terms of the various constituencies that would be represented in terms of the voting.
Okay.
This is Henry. Can I make an amendment to that?
Okay, Henry.
Jane, you had called on Jane before.
Oh, that's right, she was on the list. I'm sorry, I'll put you after Jane Henry.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, I could just interject is that the on the election timeline, there's some minor tweaking that would help a lot that we cannot do because it would affect it would require bylaws change, a vote of the entire membership. And since even the minor improvement would require a vote of the entire membership, then I think that it's very important on this subject of the timeline that we do set up a working group that that poll all of the directors, all the members of all the anybody who's willing to give input, and find out first of all, you know, get like Serene said, itemize, you know, if there are two or three different proposals in terms of the month, you know, the timing of it within the year, but then the other idea I brought up of every other year. But I what I'm trying to say is that we really, this is kind of, it's going to take, I don't see it happening without a bundle of other concerns that people have in the bylaws. I know I was one of the people who pushed for as a member of the Finance Committee, I thought it was a good idea to move to just three meetings a year instead of four for the directors. And at least here in Washington, the objection that I got was, there are so many things wrong with these bylaws. The idea of just changing this one thing, they just thought it was ridiculous. And so, I think that maybe a lot of people feel that way, is that we really need to correct a number of things. But this committee can at least sink its teeth into this one topic and do a good job with it, and try to lay out something. You know, I hope that maybe Teresa would be on this, since she's had a lot of experience with it.
Okay, Henry?
It's not an actual proposal.
Henry?
The motion, as I heard it, was that the working group pull together the various proposals. I wanted to amend that to suggest that the working group should pull together the existing proposals and note the pros and cons of all of them, but also present a recommendation to this committee as to what it thinks is the best choice, so that that would move us a little bit ahead if we can do that by next month. I would also like to suggest, I think probably a separate working group, although possibly could be the same one, but to deal with the question, the bylaws, the issue of the two elections 2 years in a row, and to come up or at least to start the process of coming up with an amendment to the bylaws that would have to be extending terms to 4 years and having the election every other year.
Okay.
Privilege from Terry.
Terry, go ahead.
Okay. The motion, as I have it from Serene, which could include any proposals, including from Henry on staggered elections, is mm-hmm. that we establish a working group to present to the committee a proposed new elections timeline after a review of various existing proposals.
Okay. Can you read it one more time?
Yeah. Serene moves that we establish a working group to present to the committee a proposed new elections timeline after a review of various existing proposals.
Yeah.
This is Bob.
Bob.
Taking Henry's suggestion into account here, maybe add, and I think it should be the same working group should look at into the question of changing the length of the terms and the frequency of the election. So just add that explicitly so we're clear.
Okay.
That they'll look at the timetable within a given year and, you know, how many years elections should be held and offer recommendations on both issues.
Henry, is that okay with you if we fold that into the main motion?
I'm fine with that.
Okay, so we want to go ahead and vote on the motion?
I'm still changing.
Can I?
Okay, hold on.
Can I?
Let him finish. Terry's... Do you need some time, Terry?
I need Bob to say what he said again.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Okay, Bob, okay. Can you repeat that?
Yeah.
Hold on just a minute, Serene.
I have including consideration of changing terms and...
Including consideration of the possibility of changing the term and frequency, the term of delegates, the terms of delegates and the frequency of elections.
I have a text.
Okay.
That we establish a working group to present to the committee a proposed new elections timeline after review of various existing proposals, including consideration of the possibility of changing delegate terms and the frequency of their election.
Right.
Okay. Any further discussion? Serene, I think I heard you.
Yeah, I have a question with regard, especially to the volunteer list and the staff list and so forth. Does it seem too unrelated to what we've just discussed to roll it into the same working group? I guess I'm a little frustrated that sometimes we have five working groups and, you know, four of them do nothing. So at the risk of overloading one group, I really don't want us to have issues that then never really get addressed because the working groups aren't functioning.
So are you proposing two working groups?
Well, I'm asking for feedback on whether or not we could stick this other thing into the working group working on timelines and election cycles and so forth.
This is Bob.
Go ahead, Bob.
We are
over time. Excuse me. We are over time already.
Okay.
Should
I go ahead?
I think we need to extend time.
Extend by 4 minutes, 5 minutes, 5 minutes.
No, I would suggest 10 minutes.
Really?
Okay, so we'll start at 10 minutes. Okay, go ahead, Bob.
Okay. Well, I certainly appreciate the concern Serene raised about too many groups that don't meet, but these issues are really different, and they're really chunky in and of themselves, and I would strongly urge that we separate them into two different groups. And also, do we have any other standing groups? I was not aware that there are any that continue into this year. Maybe someone from last year's committee could inform me. Are there any other standing working groups of this committee?
I wouldn't know that. Maybe Terry or Jack?
Yeah, Terry can speak.
Okay.
Just as a point of procedure, work groups are normally ad hoc and expire at the end of the term. Mm-hmm. This committee specifically dissolved a work group on definition of staff in with the mandate that we consider reestablishing it at this meeting. And this committee has a technology work group, including non-members, which advises the committee on specific technical issues, and I would presume that we would want to continue that.
Okay. So then, is there a recommendation for two additional committees then?
Working groups.
Oh, excuse me, working groups.
Right. Yeah, one on the timeline, as Terry's motion said, and the other on the, I guess we could frame it as he read it, the reestablishment of the, Terry, what was the title it went under before?
Staff definition? Staff definitions, yeah.
Yeah. And could I just clarify that I would propose that can also include outside people so that we have a dialogue with staff, those staff who, you know, may want to participate in that discussion.
So I have the timeline, and then I have the reestablishment of the what?
Staff definitions.
Definitions?
Yeah.
Definition of what is staff.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. And then we have the third one was technology?
Yeah, it's a technical advisory group.
Okay.
Elections technology advisory.
Chair, this is Jane.
Okay.
I think that the list issue in general is a broad category of which the SAF definition is very closely related?
Say that again?
Bob has identified the issue of the list, maintenance of the list, keeping the list up to date,
uh-huh.
and that was something that I think Serene had suggested might be handled by the first work group, which I would definitely argue against, because I think the first work group, I mean, if we set that up, that's a very big chunky item in itself. But the other area that Bob has been talking about were the lists in general, the maintenance and update of the list, and staff definition is related to that. But, I mean, I don't know if we could perhaps broaden that working group that was dealing with staff definition to pursue the concerns about the list. I don't know. Does that make sense to people?
Yeah, Bob, what do you think about this?
Well, I kind of think it's a different area because that gets into questions about how the database is maintained and, you know, how it's cleaned of duplicates and all of those myriad problems that are partially technical and partially policy, but they're different than the very fundamental question of how do we define, and this really will come down to probably a bylaws question, how do we define paid staff and how do we define unpaid staff? So I would suggest, again, at the risk of proliferating, but I think it might be necessary so we can focus, to have a separate one that, you know, reestablishes the one that, I guess, used to exist on staff definition, and then one on what Jane is addressing, which is all the many problems with lists of all sorts, the staff and listener lists that are, you know, more on the database level.
Can I speak again?
And Serene would like to get on the staff.
Serene was first. Go ahead, Serene.
Thanks. The issue of lists, I think with any working group that we should have the ability to include people who are knowledgeable in the area. So, for example, when we're talking about volunteer lists, I would certainly hope that, you know, based on their ability, their availability, rather, and their willingness, that we would include people like the volunteer coordinators, which many stations have, the people who do tally, the people who interact with volunteers on an ongoing and a fairly regular basis. So I do think we sort of need a general list working group. And I really want people to step up and volunteer, but then I really want them to do the work because these are time-sensitive issues, and there were just way too many people who should have gotten ballots who didn't. And, of course, there were the people who got multiple ballots. So we really do have to address it, but it's going to be pretty time-intensive, labor-intensive, and we need to start soon. So I would support the three groups.
Okay, we have a motion we need to vote on, but Jane, you asked to speak again, so is it pertaining to the motion?
Yes, I think so. The idea of the third list dealing with the third group dealing with the list. In hearing people speak on that, I realize that the lion's share of that work is going to have to be handled by our national election supervisor and the local election supervisors. And I remember, at least in discussions among our group last year, a lot was clarified and I think documented in the reports. And so I guess I think that the motion that's on the table is for two groups, and so I think it is appropriate to move forward with those two work groups and to set aside the issue of lists until after the next meeting, because I think that we have already done a lot of work on that,
okay.
And that the hired staff is going to have to really pick up the ball on that.
Yeah,